Report, Trump brings aliens back, deports newcomers. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 22, 2025. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials under the Trump administration have instructed employees to refer to illegal migrants as aliens, ditching the newcomers term that former President Joe Biden's administration had adopted. In a memo obtained by Axios, Acting ICE Director Kayla Vitello rescinded a memo issued in 2021, in which the terminology was switched from alien to non-citizen, according to the outlet. As Breitbart News's John Binder previously reported, in January 2021, Representative Joaquin Castro, DTX, and 11 other members of the House Hispanic Caucus filed legislation to end the usage of federal agencies using the term alien in reference to non-citizens. Former President Joe Biden was also reported to have suggested the change as well. Reports this week indicate that memos have already been issued at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency, tasked with enforcing federal immigration law, to halt usage of the terms aliens and illegal alien. Similarly, President Joe Biden has suggested the change as well. A draft of his legislation to increase legal immigration levels and provide amnesty to most illegal aliens also required that the term alien be removed from federal law and replaced with non-citizen, which does not distinguish between legal immigrants, visa holders, green card holders, and illegal aliens. In Vitello's memo, employees are instructed to use the term aliens in internal and external communications. In February 2024, the Biden White House released a fact sheet promoting a Senate bill to preserve the administration's catch-and-release network at the United States-Mexico border. In the fact sheet, the White House referred to illegal migrants as newcomers and people who are in the country. The bill also includes $1.4 billion for cities and states who are providing critical service to newcomers, and would expedite work permits for people who are in the country and qualify, the White House fact sheet read.